Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Weston Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Weston residents Sophia Diaz, Annalise Xiao, Valerie Nixa, Julie Saff, and Victoria Valdivieso have each earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, recognizing their impactful projects addressing real-world challenges. Sophia Diaz created shark-in-a-box educational kits to dispel myths about sharks. Annalise Xiao produced a pet safety book for South Florida. Valerie Nixa promoted self-acceptance among young girls. Julia Saff organized music concerts for elderly residents. And Victoria Valdivieso wrote a children's book to normalize medical experiences. These projects have made a lasting impact in their communities and beyond, showcasing the leadership and compassion of these young changemakers.
Four Parkland and Coral Springs Girl Scouts earn coveted Gold Award. Four Girl Scouts from Parkland and Coral Springs have earned the prestigious Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest recognition for Girl Scout seniors and ambassadors. Eliani Carr Betts raised awareness about human trafficking in Broward County, while Maha Siddiqui focused on mental health support for teenagers. Emma Solsona created a club to promote mindfulness and stress management, and Ava Palazzolo empowered young girls with power tool skills. These projects address important issues in their communities and showcase the leadership and innovation of these young changemakers. The Girl Scouts were honored at the 2025 Annual Gold Awards Ceremony, sponsored by companies like Amazon and Publix. CEO Lisa Johnson praised their compassionate and impactful work, highlighting their commitment to making a positive difference in the world.
Q&A with Princella Seymour, founder and CEO at Complete Elder Solutions. Princella Seymour, founder and CEO at Complete Elder Solutions, is a leading expert in elder care solutions, advocating for love, family, and dignity. With her new book, Everything You Need to Know About Me, she aims to provide families with the necessary information to honor their loved ones' wishes. As we approach Senior Citizens Day on August 21st, it's crucial for businesses and organizations to address elder loneliness as a community effort. Supporting initiatives for elder engagement not only benefits seniors' well-being, but also reduces caregiver burnout and improves workforce productivity. Organizations can make a meaningful impact by hosting community events, offering volunteer opportunities, and supporting employees who are caregivers. By fostering inclusivity and reducing isolation, businesses can create a compassionate community where seniors can age with dignity and connection. Palm Beach County Community honors 3-year-old Kyrie Larry, strengthens YMCA's commitment to water safety. Community members gathered at the YMCA of the Palm Beach's Aquatic Center to honor the life of Kyrie Larry, a 3-year-old boy with autism who tragically drowned earlier this year. The Boca West Children's Foundation presented the YMCA with a sizable grant for adaptive swim instruction in Kyrie's memory. The YMCA president presented a commemorative plaque to Kyrie's grandfather, Deputy Kenneth Torrance. The donation will benefit the Y's adaptive swimming program, providing laughter safety skills to children with physical and cognitive challenges, including autism. The event was attended by notable community leaders and officials, emphasizing the importance of water safety for all children. The YMCA of the Palm Beaches continues its commitment to providing essential programs and services for the community, ensuring everyone has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive in a safe environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.